It even has recommendations for the physical security of your printer. At 93 pages, it's not a 60-second exercise to read it, but if you're an HP user, I suggest you take a look. There's plenty of food for thought in there. Image of network printer courtesy of Shutterstock. Google hack remote access remote printer security hole. Waste about the author Paul Ducklin. Paul Ducklin is a passionate security proselytizer. That's like an evangelist, but more so. He lives and breathes computer security, and would be happy for you to do so, too. Follow him on Twitter, at DuckBlog13. Comments on 86,800 network printers open to the whole internet, is one of them yours? Retritachi January 29, 2013 at 1:31 PM. This brings a whole new dimension to getting drunk at an office party and then photocopying your posterior. Imagine your backside, anywhere in the world with an unsecured network printer. 1:27 January 29, 2013 at 1:53 PM in the 1960s, we would write a boot block to the printer, then cause the processor to read it, with the inevitable result: caught the operator on the wrong foot every time. Nothing changes. 1:01 January 29, 2013 at 6:27 PM. So, besides turning your printer off, what can you do to lock people out of your printer? I'm talking about a printer at home. 1:01 January 29, 2013 at 10:30 PM. Your printer at home should not be on the internet, as it will not have a public IP address as it's in your internal network. However, if it is Wi-Fi enabled or your Wi-Fi is not correctly secured, someone within range of this could potentially send jobs to it and use up all your expensive printer ink. The best thing you can do is to change the default password or secure your network with PA2 encryption. 02 Paul Ducklin January 30, 2013 at 1:09 AM. Depends on the printer. Not all printers are directly accessible via web-style URLs like the ones found in the search done by Adam Howard. Check your printer manual or favorite search engine for details, so you might not have much to worry about. Also, as AppCos says above, in theory, your printer at home should not be on the internet, as it will not have a public IP address as it is in your internal network. However, if you have UPnP, Universal Plug and Play, enabled, whether by accident or by design, in your router at home, your printer, and other devices on your internal network, might be accessible to outsiders. UPnP is designed, amongst other things, to make device management work reliably through a router. I suggest you have a look here. https://nakedsecurity.sophos.com/whatifyoursq. That's a related article we wrote about security problems with some security cameras inadvertently being hackable from outside your network. There's some advice there about how to control UPnP, which is probably worth knowing about anyway. Check the article and then the comments. HTH 1:01 Dev January 30, 2013 at 7:48 AM. Google results not correct. http://coo.gl/jkjsk. First page of Google search shows 86000 plus results within 0.26 seconds. Unfortunately, if you click second page of Google search, it shows total of 13 results. Means there are only 13 printers are able to index by Google search. Can you review it once again? 1:01 Graham Cluley January 30, 2013 at 10:22 AM. The small print on the Google page reads, "In order to show you the most relevant results, we have omitted some entries very similar to the 13 already displayed. You can then go on to view many many more pages of search results if you want." 1:01 Dev January 30, 2013 at 10:41 a.m. Yeah, I tried that one too. I found only 71 results. There are only 8 pages that show 71 results. Any idea why? 1 Ancient Brit, January 30th, 2013 at 4:21 p.m. This is a feature of Google searches that's been around for at least a decade. For whatever reason, the reported count is way off the mark, even if you include omitted results.